as a man, Cameron just got through talking about being a love leader. A love leader has to be very aware of certain things. So first of all, you have to be aware of who you are as a person, as a man. You know, what have you come through? What is your backstory? How does your backstory impact how you react to folk? And once you understand that, then you got to understand something about difference. Your story is not your son's story. You know, my name is Grover Willie Lee Alford Jr. And when I first found out that I was going to have a son, his name was going to be Grover Willie Lee Alford III. Now, my wife was saying, I don't think I want to put that burden on my son. And it took a woman named Sue Truesdale. She's been gone for a while now. But she told me, son, oftentimes juniors don't live up to the seniors. Or sometimes they eclipse the seniors in ways that are phenomenal. But the bottom line is you need to let that boy that's coming be his own man. Don't cling to having to have that name. Now, you know, it saddened me, but I came up with the name Cameron, so that was fine. You know, so, but there had to be a certain awareness that he's different from me. And, you know, it's very clear. My son is an introvert. I'm an extrovert. My son, it plans very, very well. He's very meticulous about what he does. I haven't always been the most meticulous with regard to certain planning, but I had to recognize that he's different from me, and I had to value his difference. Another thing I had to learn as a love leader was my responsibility isn't, and I know some people are going to maybe balk at this, my responsibility isn't to tell you what's right and wrong. It's to help you connect with the source of power who can guide you with regard to what's right and wrong. What do I mean by that? Critical thinking. One of the things that's the funniest thing for me with my children is they come to me with the music that they have. And you know how most of us in a certain generation are. I can't believe they listen to that rap stuff and this, that, and the other. I want my children to come and play what they think is good music to me. Rap, doesn't matter. I mean, I got one child that listens to everything. She listens to some rock sometimes. But the bottom line is they come to me, and then the question that I ask them is, so what is that song saying? What's happening with that song? What's going on here? And as they begin to explain to me what's going on, you know, I ask other questions. And in the asking of the questions, they begin to say, well, you know what? I do like the beat. I do like the groove. But what this person is promoting is this. And so I may listen to it, but what I'm going to do is be very careful about how I let it influence me. Because bottom line is, I don't believe that way. And so I think as a love leader, you've got to be aware of a few things. You've got to be aware of yourself. You've got to be aware of the difference. But you've also got to be aware that your role as a man is to help your children to critically think and process what's going on around them. Because if they can do that, they can be very effective individuals.
Yeah.